The BBC presents Tony Hancock with Moira Lister, Bill Kerr, and Sidney James in Hancock's Art Hour.
Bill, Tony's getting impossible. Just because he's had a little success, he's got so conceited.
Well, you know why. He's had a fan letter.
What, after all these years?
Yeah, some wacky dame wrote and told him he's the most handsome comedian on radio today.
I've never seen a man get so big-headed. He's even had a portrait done of himself.
I know. When they got to his eyes, they had to send out for two more tubes of red paint.
He's getting so vain. Do you know that he spent 3 hours at the beauty parlor yesterday?
Oh, no.
Yes, he went to choose a new hairstyle. He said he wanted something to suit his type of features.
So what did they do?
Combed it down over his face and left it. Here he comes.
Who's wonderful? Who's marvelous? And the answer is me. Who's lovable? Who's kissable? Ah, good morning, my faithful peasants. What a beautiful day it is. Just spent an exhilarating 2 hours in my boudoir, curling me up.
Your hair's dead straight.
Have you caught the chest? Well, how are you two this morning? You know, it does a chap like me good to occasionally come back to you plain, dull, ordinary people.
To be near you is all we ask, oh great white master.
Oh, that he would notice me and maybe smile this way.
Stop torturing yourself, Cinders. The prince will not look at you.
But he is handsome.
All right. No. Thank you. That'll do. We'll let you know. Thank you very much. I'm ready to dine. I think I shall have pheasant, caviar, and champagne.
But, my lord, this is breakfast.
In that case, you can pour the champagne over my porridge.
Oh, no, this is too much.
Well, I must get dressed. I've got to go down to my jeweler's to get measured for a typing. How? What should I put on? I think we'll have the casual stuff today. Which beret should I wear?
Your yellow one, of course.
Yes, you're right. The pink one might clash with my rope sandals. Now, just pass me my mauve corduroy acting jacket. We tartan jumpers and we're all set.
Don't forget your leopard skin spats.
Oh. Thank you, yes.
This is ridiculous.
I am an idol.
An idol what?
Steady, Billy. Any changes you may see in me are not of my own choosing. I have a certain responsibility to be public. Being the object of so much feminine devotion is not to be taken lightly. I have a great weight rested on my shoulders.
Don't worry, it's only your head.
It's nothing to do with me, Ed. Some of us are born great, some acquire greatness, and some have great distrust upon them, whereas me...
You just eat too much.
I just eat. Well done, and watch it. What I have to say to you now affects you both. Now I'm a big star, I shall be obliged to keep up appearances. That means I can no longer afford to have it known that I share digs with a layabout like you, Kerr. In future, if anybody asks who you are, you will tell them you are my food taster. No. On second thoughts, bearing in mind the condition you're generally seen in, we'd better make it wine taster.
Wine taster? The nearest thing we've ever been to wine in this house was when you sat in that bunch of grapes.
Yes, I remember. Now, you, Marla, it'd never do for the women to find out that I have a girlfriend. I know you're crazy about me, kid, but for the time being, you'll have to join the queue with the rest. Don't forget I'm bigger than both of us. No. Sorry. Hancock can't belong to one ordinary person. I belong to the nation. So for publicity purposes, from now on, you are my mother.
Have you got any vacancies for a father?
Keep away from her. Leave Mum alone.
Don't you think it'll look a little odd, having a mother 4 years younger than you?
I'll put it that. I got this grey wig here, and we can paint a few crow's feet.
No, I'm not going to be your mother.
All right, you can be my cook.
Well, that's better. I'll start right away. I'm sure I saw some toadstools in the garden this morning.
Must be off now. I've got an appointment down at the vicarage. I'm sending me kisses for charity. It's a fate.
Worse than death.
Yes. Well, Silio, shall be back too late. Have me hot chocolate ready for me.
The stars fill the sky, so in love with me am I. Late, dear, but true, dear.
now I've seen everything.
Well, I wouldn't have believed it.
How can a guy be so big time, so conceited, so egotistical? It's not even if he's handsome like me.
Now, don't you start. Tony's not careful. He's going to make a complete fool of himself. He's got to be taught a lesson.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes, but the problem is how?
Hey, wait a minute. I've got it. Now, just suppose he was mobbed a few times by a couple of hundred screaming, scratching bobby soxers, and they ripped all his clothes off his back, cut locks off his hair, and carved their initials on his chest. Perhaps he wouldn't be so keen on being a heartthrob then.
Well, yes, if there's only one snag, what woman in her right mind would get worked up over him?
The ones we're going to hire.
Oh,
I know a couple of hundred girls on slack time at a pickle factory who jump at the chance. 20 fags and they'll tear him to bits.
Well, if you think it'll work.
It's a cinch. By the time these girls are finished with him, the only swollen thing about his head will be the lumps. I'll get him down here outside the house first thing in the morning. Morning, Moira. Come in.
Well, you certainly haven't wasted any time, Bill. The street's jammed. There must be nearly 300 girls out there. Have you seen them yet?
No, we're still in the bathroom combing our eyebrows. He'll be down soon. I'd better give last-minute instructions to the girls.
Hold it, girls. All right. Quiet.
He'll be coming down any minute now, girls. Remember your orders. You're supposed to be after souvenirs. So get your scissors out and remember, you can have everything except the skin. Best of luck and good hunting, kid. Listen to that. Well, the slaughterhouse is ready. Now, where's the fatted calf?
Bill, Maura, have you seen them? Hundreds of them outside. Big fans. Look at them. Waving banners. We love old Hancock. Oh, listen, they've come to do me homage.
Homage, damage, what's the difference?
Ah, that devotion is touching. All right, kids, I'll be out for a minute. I'd better go out and sign a few autographs, blow a few kisses. They deserve it. Are my eyelashes on straight? Coming, kids. Maura, close your eyes. Bill, find me a barrel.
Tony, what happened?
I don't know. I just opened the door and... Starkers. What got into them?
But they're your fans.
I could do with a couple right now. A big one. Hurry up with that barrel. Oh, nobody's seen me in this condition for 29 years.
Here we are. Now, just climb in.
Oh, sanctuary. Just nail me braces on the top. That should hold. Now, all right, Maura, you can open your eyes now. What are you laughing at?
You in the barrel. Have you seen what's written on the side?
What?
Stout and bitter.
Yeah, very good. I'm sorry, I don't think that's very funny. Bill, put the stopper in the bungalow. It's drafty. Hey, are those females still out there?
Yeah, they're still there, Hub.
I'm not going out there again. I want to share myself amongst my fans, but they're not having a bit each.
It's your duty to get out there. Some of those girls have traveled miles just to see you. One glimpse of you is all they ask.
They just saw enough of me to last them a lifetime.
But you can't disappoint your public. Those girls out there are your bread and butter. Now, you've got to put up with it. Now, put on another suit and get out there.
You're right. I must go out and face them. It was probably just the excitement of seeing me torso that sent a berserk. I already passed me my jacket.
No, you're not going to wear your best suit. It costs you 50 guineas.
My fans must see me at my best. My high-class monogrammed nylon shirts. My expensive handmade calf leather shoes. Me metal steel silk tie and me valuable solid gold cufflinks. Me cheap cedarwood beer barrel, Pete. For the last time, I've got to get out of here. I've got to get past these women.
Why not try sneaking out the back way?
Yes, of course, good girl, the back way. Down the garden, over the wall, and away. Here goes. Nobody there.
See you tonight. Cheerio.
Beard.
Beard.
Dark glasses.
Dark glasses.
Wig. Wig. Long overcoat.
Long overcoat.
Mask.
Mask.
Barrel.
Barrel.
Right, Tug. Are you all ready to have another try?
Yes. Hold set.
Quiet now. Don't make a sound. Three o'clock.
Yes. Soon be morning. I should think they're all asleep out there now. Wish that moon wasn't so bright.
Oh, it won't matter with your face blacked up.
Do you think it'll be all right to walk out there, or should I crawl along on my stomach?
What does it matter? You're the same height either way. Now, a bit more soot round here, a few branch leaves and things round here. Stick your arms out. Fine, you look just like a tree. Now, off you go.
That's it.
I can't go on. 3 days you've been besieged. I can't stand it. Stand it, man.
Man, you hear, man.
Oh, Milana, I can't go out now if I wanted to. I haven't got any more clothes left. They've had the lot. 6 suits, 4 sports jackets, 3 pairs of flannels, 2 pairs of jeans, 2 pairs of football shorts, 3 knee-length swimming costumes, and a fig leaf.
You could go out in your barrel.
No, thank you. There's a couple of them out there with crowbars. I got to stop here now, or we all go home.
I'll be weeks. I'm trapped. Trapped, you hear? You... Trapped.
I think I'm going to have one of me turn.
Now, Tub. Tub, take it easy. Come and sit down.
How can I sit down in a barrel? Perishing fine. Why don't they leave me alone?
I tell you, if I ever get out of this lot alive, I'll never want to see another fan again.
Bill, yes? I think the boy's learned his lesson at last. He's looking pretty sorry for himself.
Yeah, it's done the trick. I don't think we'll have any more trouble from him.
Yes, let's call it a day, Bill. He's been through enough, poor boy. Look at him standing there in his little barrel. I feel so sorry for him.
Why?
It fits.
Yeah, I think we'll give him a break. I'll go out and tell the girls we won't be needing him anymore.
All right, girls.
You can all go home now. Is there room for one more in the barrel?
Bill, what happened?
They attacked me.
You're the one who hired them.
That's why they attacked me. I can't pay them.
Mario, was that Bill who just went outside? Oh.
Yes, if it was, wasn't it?
What's so funny?
You're so skinny.
What's that tape measure hanging around your neck?
They're my arms. Anything else?
Look, Laurel and Hardy, stop arguing. We've got to think of a way of getting out of here. We can't stop here forever.
Oh, you go out and get help, Maura. They won't touch you.
No, I'm not taking any chances. We haven't got any 2-piece barrels.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
No.
You haven't even heard it yet.
I don't have to. Every time an idea enters your head, money leaves my wallet.
Look, you want to get out of here, don't you?
All right. What is the idea?
We ring up Sydney.
Not smooth talk Sydney James.
Yeah. Sydney's just the man to help us. He could provide a bodyguard to get us out of here. He's got some of the toughest boys in town working for him.
Look, I'm having nothing more to do with Sydney James. That man is a criminal.
He is not. He's just got strange ways. Look, it's either Sydney or the fans.
All right, we'll call Sydney. We'll give him another chance. But I'm warning you, my Australian friend, if anything goes wrong, I'll put you up against a wall and lean on you.
Who is it?
Hey, open the door.
Wait a minute.
It took a long time to open the door.
Oh, the door's open. I was locking my money bill.
What do you want from me?
Protection. The only way we can get out of here alive is under escort. We want a bodyguard, the biggest gorillas you can find.
You're dead lucky, Billy. I got three of the boys outside in the car.
Good. Are they real toughies?
Tough. These boys bash each other with the head with cricket bats just to keep their hair down.
How big are they?
Gigantic. Not one of them under 5 foot six.
That's not pretty big.
Round the chest.
Well, these sound like the guys that we're looking for.
Look, before we go any further, there's a small question of money.
It may be a small question, but it's always got a dirty great answer.
Well, look, these lads are very reasonable. I've got a printed catalog here. Sydney James Protection Limited.
Look, Sydney, we don't want any violence.
No, all we want is protection.
Oh, the boys are going to be very disappointed. I haven't got the heart to tell them. They're very sensitive boys. They will not be upset. There'll be some wet pillows in their digs tonight, I tell you. Wait a minute, I'll get them in here. Boys, you're wanted. Here they come. In here, boys. There they are. My babies. Morrison Mangler. Shoulders McGurk. And Steamroller Fred.
Blimey, look at them. 7 foot 6 up to the top of their bowler hats.
Go on, boys. Don't be rude. Kneel down and shake hands with a gentleman. What's the matter? They hurt you?
No, it doesn't matter. I never did use that hand anyway.
Mangler, give the gentleman back his fingers. Mangler.
Bill, those pickle factory girls are still outside. Oh, why, Tony, we've got visitors. I didn't know your family were coming.
It is not my family.
Well, if you gentlemen are ready, we'll escort you out of the house and down the street. Billy and Hancock stand in the middle here, and the boys stand on each side of you.
Good. Those girls won't dare attack us with you lot here.
They better not, I tell you. These boys are killers. Ready? Here we go. Open the door.
Hello, the dog and duck. Could you send round 4 more beer barrels, please?
For weeks we've been here now.
Yeah.
Pass the water bottle.
What's the food position, Maura?
We started off with 10 tins of baked beans.
How many are left?
4.
Tins?
Beans.
All right. Slice them up and pass them round.
What news of the enemy?
They're still out there.
Haven't they got homes to go to?
Yeah, they're working 8-hour shifts. They're camping out there in tents. They're determined to get us, Tub.
That's what I call real fans. They're not content with your picture in the bedroom. They want your head hanging up.
Say, where's Sydney?
He's over in the corner. Morris the Mangler can't get to sleep.
Oh, Goldilocks goes down to the forest. And she sees a little cottage. An ever so beautiful little cottage. So she goes in, and what do you think is on the kitchen table? 3 plates of steaming hot porridge. Yum, 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 she says. Oh, look, they're asleep, bless them. Look at Mangler there, cuddling his cosh, bless his little...
Hey, Sid.
What do you want?
Look, we've got to make a break. There's no food left. It's now or never.
What's the use? We'll never get past these women. Look what happened last time. They frightened the life out of poor old Mangler. His stubble went white overnight.
There must be a way out if only we could think of it. It's like being in a prison.
A prison? That's it? What? You remember the last time I was up at Dartmoor?
Oh, yeah. 10 years for smash and grab, wasn't it?
That's right. Of course, I was innocent.
Of course.
It was like I told the judge. I just happened to be passing a jeweler's shop and I saw a Colorado beetle clawing up the window. Naturally, I threw a brick at it.
Naturally, but it flew away and you were running up the street trying to lasso it with that string of pearls.
Exactly. Well, anyway, do you remember how I got away from Dartmoor? Spent 5 years digging a tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Are you suggesting that we dig our way out of here?
Why not? It's only a couple of hundred yards. Come up the other side of them. They'll never know we've gone. Come on, let's get started. Wake the boys up.
Tony's already woken them up. Well, at least he's talking to them.
Well, you know, what with the enemy out there and us in here. Part of the war, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
I was in the army myself.
Yes, I was on.
Well, a lot of blokes were.
Yeah.
Anyway, this battle I'm talking about, it was in the desert. But does it? You remember? This officer come up to me. He was a big head, you know.
Yeah, I know the type.
Just out of school he was, mark you. Well, you know the type. I don't mind taking it from the older blokes, but not the kids, I said. Well, as would you. He says to me, advance. Oh. I said, what? By myself. He says, well, the others are all on leave.
Well, you know me.
For you. I'm a reasonable man.
Of course.
I hope.
What?
I hope I can say that. Thank you. I wasn't having it. I was a limit, so I threw my rifle down.
Sure.
I threw it right down. Well, that shook him.
It would.
It shook him. His eyes went glassy.
Yeah.
His pips nearly jumped off his shoulder. He didn't know what to say. He was speechless. You know, he turned away. He walked about 10 paces. You know, then he turned round. He looked at me, just as I'm looking at you now.
That's right.
It's a very strange situation. It might be, yes. He sort of smiled at me. I said, you know what he did?
What?
He shot me.
Hey, Tom.
Hello?
Look, we're going to have another try at getting out. We're going to tunnel our way up.
What a good idea. Wait a minute. That means somebody's got to do some digging, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Digging's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get dirty, great big blisters on your arms, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose we'd better start, hadn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, come on, pass me the shovel.
That's it. Good girl, Maura. There you are. Dig up, girl. Come on, faster, faster. She's a strong girl. How far have we dug?
About 150 yards.
Is that all? Hurry up, Maura. We haven't got all day. Dig, girl, dig. Faster, get you back into it.
I'm digging as fast as I can. If you want me to go any faster, you'll have to give me the shovel.
I've got to have something to lean on. You've got fingers, haven't you? I don't know, the girls of today, they're not as strong as they used to be, you know. Hey, Bill, what happened to Sidney and his boys?
Well, you know that big tunnel we crossed over a couple of hours back?
Yes?
They caught a train and went home.
Why didn't we do that? We may never see the light of day again. I'll be lost.
Start the day. Well, the train was going to Chalk Farm, and I don't like Chalk Farm.
Oh, you don't like Chalk Farm? No. Because you don't like Chalk Farm, we are stuck down here in this worm's dugout.
Well, you two should feel at home.
You get on with the digging.
No good. I can't go on. I'm exhausted. I can't dig anymore.
Never mind. We'll go back and catch a train. Wait a minute. Where's the tunnel gone?
Well, I am...
We've been digging for 24 hours. There should be a long, big hole behind us. Where is it?
Well, you know all the earth Moira's been digging out and... passing back to me.
Yeah.
Well, I've been sort of stacking it up behind me.
I see. And now we can't get out. No. In that case, there's only one thing to do. Hand me the shovel, Moira. get up and start digging. Not down that way. We're not going to wogga wogga.
Look, Tony, surely we've come far enough. We must have passed under those girls ages ago. Let's start digging upwards and get out into some fresh air again.
Yes, all right. Come on. You'll be safe now. Come on, Kerr. Start digging.
Well, can't be far now. Just one more. Damn it. Look, daylight. We're out.
At last. Where are we?
We're inside a building.
So we are. Hey, what's that smell?
Smells like onions. It is onions.
Tub, quick. Back down the tunnel.
Why?
We've come up inside the pickle factory. Look out, the girls are seen.
This is the BBC Life Program. Here is the news. Last night, the police arrested two men who were found wandering around Piccadilly Circus dressed in gherkin ballots. Will anyone who can get any information as to their identities please come? You've been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, featuring the lad himself with Molly Lister, Bill Kerr, and Sidney James. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the recorded program was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.